to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron glove crow sends the first guard to
try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good evening, folks. We have returned. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And what can you say? We're in a full Christmas season now. I hope your Thanksgiving was pretty good. You spent the time with the family, you know, because you didn't really have a choice. And you may have talked politics and people got on your nerves, or you talked about movies or whatever, but now you all passed that. You sent the family back to each jablip, wherever the hell they came from. So now we just here to chill, talk comic books. On the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm the Surfer. I'm joined by Jordan. Jordan.
Yes, hello everybody.
Worthless cop.
Cop. Yeah, fuck you too. Fuck.
Doc, you pay for saying that, but anyway, we're here.
No, that'd be great if you paid me at all.
I do pay you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What do you pay me in then?
Yeah, your paycheck is a secret.
That's I can't buy food with
fine,
that.
I'm fine. I'm stealing your money from you. Okay.
Double A
sends me a check to share with you, and I don't share it, okay?
How do you want me to buy comics for our comic book
That's
show?
Your problem.
It's your problem now.
Anyway, I didn't call to argue. I called the
ask yeah, I'm pretty
was
sure
yeah. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure enough people got arguing over the weekend. This holiday weekend's been long as shit. It just felt like it's going on.
Did you watch any of the parades?
No.
You're not into that?
I do not give a shit about Thanksgiving parades. Never have, never will.
Technically, they're Christmas parades. They're just done on Thanksgiving.
Whatever. Parades, I don't give a shit. Don't care. My weekend has mainly been...
Turner said there's no audio. What is going on here? You can't hear us? I hope that's not true.
Hold on, I gotta refresh my page because the media player couldn't load on my. And the Listen Live chat room, hold on. My weekend has mainly
there's no. Okay, I heard me on the feed.
Yeah, I can hear us.
I don't know what happened.
I can hear us very well.
Okay.
Well, apparently the TED now it's on.
Thanks, Mr. Turner.
All right, well, as I was saying, my weekend's mainly been fueled by turkey, a combination of either turkey, scotch, soda, and or tea.
So, at what point are you going to just throw all that into a blender and...
Finish that off. I actually did it right before we came on the air, and that's what I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, you slurped too loud, too.
It's called sound effects. Sound effects, man.
You know, it might be something on my end, because I don't...
I hear us just fine.
Okay, but I want to make sure... I
know when don't mark out for Stanley Cooper, Keith.
Listen, don't talk for a second. When I talk, the bar on my recorder doesn't go up as high. Hold on. I'm about to adjust my mic a bit. All right, so how do I sound now?
What?
How do I sound now?
You sound great. You sound like yourself.
Okay, I'm just want to make sure we're putting on a show that everybody can hear. So,
yeah, no, you're fine, man.
So, yeah, you get yourself a NutriBullet, just blend all that together, the scotch, the turkey, the cranberry sauce, and the stuffing.
No, oh, God, I do not do cranberry. Cranberry sauce is disgusting. I do not, the canned shit, I do not, it's just cranberry sauce in general. I do not understand how anyone could put that canned cranberry sauce, gelatinous blob, inside their system and call it food. Am I missing something?
Well, it's like, cranberries.
Part of me really doubts it. I've tried it. It's...
Do you drink current cranberry juice?
I drink Diet Cran Cherry Juice, which is a mixture of cherries and cranberry juice. And I actually like some cranberry juice. And I actually like Sierra Mist Cranberry. But that's not besides the point. Cranberry sauce in a can, you know, around Thanksgiving, is fucking disgusting. It's a gelatinous blob that just sits there looking back at you. You're eating the real food and that's been cooked and such. You know, you got a nice hot buttered roll, some freshly just out of the oven ham, fried turkey. It's, oh, man. And, you know what all your sides are? Yeah, cranberry sauce? That shit is disgusting.
I don't eat cranberry sauce either, but I think it's not meant to be eat like it's a vegetable. It's like a dressing.
Whatever. It's become a Thanksgiving fixture. And I was like, no, it shouldn't be because it is disgusting. It is probably one of the most terrible things I could put inside of my body.
So, what kind of pie do y'all have?
We got a pecan pie and a cheesecake.
No pumpkin, no sweet potato?
I don't like sweet potatoes. I'm not a fan of potatoes overall, unless it's like a potato chip or a french fry, then no, not so much.
You're not a big potato guy?
No. So, I didn't get in on that sweet Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie goodness that's at Walmart right now.
Speaking of pie, have you had a bean pie before?
I don't like beans. I like pies, but I don't like beans.
But have you had a bean pie?
What's a bean pie? I've never had one. I've never heard of a bean pie.
You don't know any Muslims then, do you?
What's that got to do with it?
They sell bean pies.
What's a bean pie? You still haven't answered my question. What is a bean pie?
Just what it says. It's pie made of beans.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, a lot of people like them.
That does not sound at all appetizing in any sort of way. Ugh, whatever.
I'm not a pie guy, to be honest.
I like pie and cake. But again, it's like, hey, cherry pie, I can do that. Chocolate pie, oh yeah, definitely. Maybe like
Okay, he says no audio again. What is going on here? Hold on.
The fuck?
So.
Whatever.
I'm not a pie guy, to be honest.
I like pie and cake.
I don't know what I don't know if it's the feet or what.
It's fine.
Yeah, us hearing each other is one thing. The people out there gotta hear us. That's more important.
Shit. people, maybe you gotta clear out your fucking browser or some shit. I don't know.
No, no, no. There's something more going on. So anyway.
What's this?
Live audio, people. Anything can go wrong. Now, speaking of anything going wrong, let's do the show. Let's get into it. Let's get into the guts.
Yeah, all right. So we ain't got a whole lot of news, but we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
So, I'm going to let you pick the first television topic.
Well, first, we got to tell you how to join.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. If you want to join me in surfing and all this fun and regale us with your own Thanksgiving
make
fun.
Make this a better show.
Yeah, if you want to be a part of the show and regale us with your own tales of giving thanks and trying to avoid your relatives, as I'm sure plenty of us tried, call us at the number 215-253-4516. Once again, I'm going to spell you that phone number. 215-253-4516. We'd really appreciate it if you called us on the phone. A lot. Not trying to family guilt you or anything like you might have heard over this past Thanksgiving weekend. Anyway, you can also join us on Skype by calling and or adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. That's all lowercase to help your search. Or type your thoughts out along with me, Surfer, Ted Turner, Stanley Kubrick, and all the regular peanut gallery at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. You can listen to us live on the air as well as every other show when they are on. And listen to us on a loop if you can't listen live. But hey, if you can't even tune into that, don't worry. We got numerous options for you. We got Geek Life Radio, Stitcher Internet Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all on there. And, of course, the almighty iTunes. Open up iTunes today and subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio after you search for it in the podcast section. And while you're subscribing, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. That would be very much appreciated.
You done?
Yeah. How many times have you been listening to me do this?
Just making sure. You sure you're done?
Yes.
Okay, so what TV show you want to start with first?
Let's just get the less interesting one out of the way. Gotham.
Gotham wasn't less interesting this week.
Yeah, compared to last night's Doctor Who, it's dog shit.
Oh, Jordan, stop with the hate, okay?
Hey, you know what? Hey, Surfer, you make me watch a show I don't enjoy. Don't be surprised that I don't enjoy it.
You know, there could be worse things in life.
No, that's true. I could have cancer. I could have AIDS. I could have
you
both
could have
of those.
No friends.
Yeah, I could have cancer, AIDS, and no friends, and be watching Gotham at the same time.
What was wrong with last week's Gotham?
Oh, the recent Gotham. It's just boring. So boring.
Okay, that didn't answer the question.
Just
saying it's boring, that's not answering the question.
Okay, Jesus. I do not give a I mean, I've been losing so... again, Surfer, I just don't like watching this show. It's not rising above any sort of expectation or non-expectation I had from last season.
Proper explanation of what happened on Gotham this week.
Okay, Jesus. You want a play-by-play of every scene?
You know.
All right, look. Bruce and Silver being kidnapped by someone Bruce hired to get info. I mean, that was interesting, but that was mainly for the guest star, Tommy Flanagan from Sons of Anarchy. He was actually interesting, and I thought, hey, how about more of this instead of pissy Bruce Wayne and Silver Sable and Silver St. Cloud, and especially because it involved precociously annoying, you know, Selina Kyle. We get a name, M. Malone, which is more likely a reference to Magus Malone, the alias that Bruce Wayne uses when he's going out on the street to get info and whatnot.
Yeah, Well, also,
And that's a cute little nod.
People, also what happened, while Bruce was supposedly kidnapped, Alfred, searching for Bruce, went to the estate of, why am I blanking on his name?
Gallivan.
And comes across his sister, which they get into a little fight, and he is injured.
Okay, that fight scene was actually cool.
Gallivan goes to trial, but he has everybody so intimidated that he gets off without really being charged with it.
Yeah, the Mayor James lies and tells him, like, Penguin kidnapped me and told me to tell everyone that Gallivan did it. And then Gordon gets captured by Gallivan, who, of course, gives the whole villain shtick of, I'm doing this to reclaim Gotham for the Dumas.
And he does beat the shit out of Gordon.
Yeah.
And the Penguin, after discovering that Gallivan is out of jail, goes off and rescues Gordon, and now it seems like they're going to team up to...
Yeah, and
Bruce Wayne is taken by Gallivan for his
Gallivan shows up at Wayne Manor and tells him the Order of Saint Dumas is now going to cleanse Gotham. Oh, and elsewhere, Penguin's Nygma lies about where Miss Kringle is, and is like, yeah, she went off with that abusive asshole. And I'm here alone. Oh, no, I'm sad because I'm Riddler. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
I still just don't give enough of a shit.
You know, I get complaints about you in Gotham. Cause
oh,
there are,
dear
you,
God.
You know, people like Nobody are fans of the show. And you just take every opportunity to just go off on it, and you're wrong, okay? You need to really rethink your life.
Okay, again, if you're making me watch a show I don't enjoy, you shouldn't be surprised by the results you're gonna get. I really don't like... And look, I'm not... And look, Nobody, if you're listening, I'm not hating you. You're a good guy.
You are mandated
to... I just really don't enjoy watching a show on a weekly basis when I could be watching something I honestly do enjoy. So if hey Surfer, if you don't want to keep hearing all the complaints, take me off of Gotham.
No, you are going to be mandatory to enjoy that show more in the future. Okay.
Okay. Can you give me Nobody's contact and I can talk to him?
When it comes back off a hiatus, you need to give positive reviews of the show.
No, I'm not. You can't make me give positive reviews.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
It's in your contract.
I didn't sign any contract.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
It's a verbal contract.
What verbal contract?
When you said, could I please be co-host, Mr. Surfer, sir? And I said, yes, you may. That was
look,
a verbal contract.
Okay, look, can I just, look, just tell me where I can contact Nobody, and I'll tell them. Look, Nobody. I do not hate you, but look, just know I have a difference of opinion, and that's fine, but again, when I'm made to watch a show I don't enjoy watching, as I've stated before, The Surfer, you shouldn't be surprised by the result I'm going to get when I really just give no shit about this show. It's a terrible interpretation of the Batman mythos, and it still has a problem in tone,
wow,
and what, and understanding what it wants
Come
to be.
Come on now, they're gonna show the Batman v Superman trailer tomorrow night during Gotham.
Yeah, and that'll maybe be like what, 2 minutes of enjoyment out of 60 minutes.
Then maybe we'll see some other.
I'm gonna be watching Supergirl instead of Gotham, which I've been doing. I've been watching Supergirl live instead of Gotham since Supergirl came on.
Speaking of Supergirl, they showed the,
Yes, how does she do it?
Yeah,
the episode that was supposed to air last week, but was slightly postponed due to the recent terrorist attacks in, Paris and such. due to the similar nature of material, and so on and so forth. So, and it did cause a bit of a continuity hiccup, because, they're still trusting Henshaw and all that, and the whole James and Lucy stuff.
And Maxwell Lord is starting to come off as the Lex Luthor of the show.
Yeah, no, he is. And I actually really like Maxwell Lord here. Peter Facinelli is honestly doing it for me in this role.
He's
I
doing
think
it
he's
for
a.
You?
What?
You said he's doing it for you?
Yeah, in this role.
Did he do it for you in the Twilight series?
No, because I have taste.
You know you watched Twilight for him.
I watched Twilight to try to get laid. Mm-hmm. Like almost any. Body else.
And how'd that work out for you?
It actually worked out quite well. So.
So you admit that your woman's into Twilight after you tried to say she wasn't.
Okay, look. My girlfriend's into way better shit than Twilight, so I can feel good about that. Don't ruin shit for me, man. You already ruined my Mondays with Gotham. And I worked it back anyway.
Well, okay. So, what did you think they overreacted by switching the shows out?
I don't think they did. Cause look, there is some similar sort of feelings of planned out attacks and whatnot. As we learned by the end of the episode, these attacks were carried out in full intent by Maxwell Lord. Knowingly, to test Supergirl.
Yes.
Like, how do we know? You know. We can trust you like Superman and all that. What is the full extent of your abilities, and such and whatnot? And so it's a real interesting motivation of his to try and do that. But you know what? I'll say this again. Whether or not they were right or not, it was going to be CBS's decision. We couldn't do shit. And in this case, I think CBS kind of did make the right call due to all the stuff that it's full blown terrorist attacks. Like even if Maxwell Lord didn't quite see it that way, it was terrorism because he was putting innocent lives in danger in means of his own goal. And really didn't care about collateral damage. So you know what, CBS. I think they made the right call.
Do you think he's going to come off as a full blown villain or just somebody just there that's. He may do the right thing, he'll do the wrong thing, and he'll just be in between?
I can't quite tell because. I mean, you've read Maxwell Lord in the comics, right?
Yeah, but he started off as a good guy until.
Well, no, that is true. And I think that's what they kind of did here. Except maybe kind of like.
You think this Maxwell Lord has abilities to control people's minds?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly, yeah. I mean, again, as far as on the TV show, I think Maxwell Lord is very good. I think him and. What's her name? Allura. Yeah. Astra. That was it. Allura was Kara's mother. I just now remember that due to my brain. Along with Astra, they're going to make great villainous foils on one end because you got the personal thing with with Astra. But you also got this crate. But you also got this more than opportunistic. Well, basically, let's just say he's going to be the Lex Luthor of this series. Maxwell Lord's going to be Supergirl's Lex Luthor for this TV show.
You think that's part of the problem where they're trying to make Supergirl into... Like, they're putting too many characters that are similar to the same characters that Superman has?
No.
Putting together a show where it's...
No, I don't think so, because they're trying to carve out their own sort of nicely right. done interpretation.
I'm gonna lay out some facts, okay? All right, so work for a media conglomerate, right? All right, so in this show, it's Catco instead of the Daily Planet.
Yes, and okay. Kat Gray instead of Perry White.
Who's obsessed with doing articles about Supergirl, like he's obsessed about doing articles about Superman to sell papers. Okay? You bring in Jimmy Olsen, that's fine. You know, they have their little relationship.
Well, they've even justified, like, how Jimmy's here.
Now, you got, you're using Maxwell Lord. He's replacing Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And then
like a Lex Luthor analog right. for this show.
And then most of the villains so far have been villains that Superman has fought that they've brought in. I don't know any Supergirl villains.
Okay, well, I'd also argue Maxwell Lord is more of an overall DC villain.
I understand that, but still.
Okay, okay.
He is the corporate evil businessman.
No, that's true. And those are like a dime a dozen in comic books. Well, superhero comic books.
You know, okay. They brought in Livewire. That's a Superman villain. Who was the guy a couple weeks ago? It was a Superman villain. They kept saying he was Superman villain. Huh?
Okay, there's been Reactron.
Yeah, okay, him.
There was Vartox.
Don't know him, but is he a regular Superman villain?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second episode. No, I think that might have been a show thing. My mind's blanking right now. But generally, the whole Superman family and such do tend to. Oh, hold on. The whole Superman family and such. Do tend to share the same villains.
Okay. The stepmother's around, the stepfather's not around.
Yeah, Astra is a show villain. That was a character created for the show.
No, I said the stepmother.
Oh, yeah.
The stepmother's around, the stepfather is not around.
Yes.
Of course, mostly with most of the Superman mythos, Pa Kent is not around. Like he, you know, he passes away at a young age in Superman's life, but Ma Kent's always there. Ma Kent's always there. Pa Kent is not. Kind of got the same situation here.
Oh yeah, with Dean Cain.
Right. Now,
Jeremiah Danvers.
He could be alive somewhere, you know, being locked up or brainwashed or whatever, or he could be dead. Okay. Hank Henshaw, he's a Superman character, right?
He is Cyborg Superman.
Right. Now, they haven't quite established who he is, but we know he got glowing red eyes.
And strength.
They showed him with strength?
Yeah, the recent episode, you know, how he teared open the bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got superhuman strength, but he's... Not, you know, but when he has to still appear human, he's like holding back, you know, like as Superman would be like, oh, well, okay, I can't really do that, so I gotta be Clark Kent and fail at this sort of thing.
Okay, let me be clear. I'm not complaining.
Okay, but you're just asking questions.
I'm just wondering if they're doing a disservice by not establishing Supergirl's own villains. And then also establishing her own tropes, because it's like with Arrow. Okay, you can look at Arrow. We all watch Arrow, but there's a lot in Arrow that you could say that's the same thing they do with Batman.
Well, yeah, especially because that was around 2012 when Rise was coming out, when Arrow debuted, and it was very much. Reliant's like, hey, look, it's Christopher Nolan's Batman for the TV show, except it's, you know, except for TV, and except it's Green Arrow. And that's what did turn me off of Arrow at first, before like the Huntress came in and showed me like, oh wait, this show could do something now. This show could really do something.
If you go back to the very beginning, the first villain he took on, if you looked out of the corner of your eye, you could think that he was taking on Lex Luthor. They had a bald guy showing up as the bad guy in that first episode. So DC needs to be careful not to do that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I also say again, it's like, again, more often than not, the Superman family of heroes and such often tend to share the same rogues gallery. So it wouldn't be a surprise if we see Parasite at all during the season.
Now, Red Tornado's coming tomorrow. Did you see the clip that I posted?
No, I haven't. I love Red Tornado, so I'm like, I don't want to see that quite yet. I want to see it as it goes.
Well, they didn't show them fight, but they showed them unveiling Red Tornado, and of course now
do they explain why, like, the same actor that's playing Tio Morrow is playing Red Tornado?
No.
Okay, because again, Tio Morrow is usually just the creator of
Well, maybe it's just one of those things like Data, you know,
created in their image.
Right.
All right, you know what? I can go with that. I can actually go with that. I can actually make for some interesting story. Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's cool.
And it seems like Lucy Lane did another. You got a Lane in both Superman and Supergirl. Is still in the military. Why is my phone ringing?
I don't know. Tell whoever it is you already have a Bible. Are we good?
Yeah, I thought my phone was cut off, but apparently not, so...
It's a miracle! Anyway, let's keep going. Okay, but overall, what did you think of this... Okay, overall, what did you think of the Supergirl episode?
I thought it was okay. Probably would have been better if it was shown in order.
Yeah, which that'll be fixed with the Blu-ray release and when it's on Netflix, but... Yeah, and it's also been a disservice since Livewire actually would prove to it. It actually does prove to be the better episode. I still think Livewire is the best episode Supergirl's done so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's next? what's next on the agenda? No, we didn't have a lot of TV this week.
No, we only had Gotham, Supergirl, and our last one, Doctor Who.
Yeah, we got Walking Dead.
Oh, shit, that's right, Walking Dead. Okay, Glenn's alive!
Yeah, shit. Called it. Rick was on that bandwagon from Talk Brunch about him being alive, and they think that he slid under the dumpster, and that wasn't his body being torn apart. And yeah, it's kind of a stretch, but
I felt severely cheated. That was incredibly disappointing. The Walking Dead had a chance to really have some stakes, even more so this season, and really like. Gut punch. They have a great emotional gut punch that I think they could have used as a help to them, but they chickened shit out. They chickened out, and it actually does more of a disservice to them now that Glenn's alive.
That's just
my honest opinion. I feel like this show has kind of lessened itself. Having Glenn alive, and really felt like it was just going to be like,
well, I don't think people would have liked to see Glenn go out the way he did. It's one thing if you get caught by the zombies and it's horrific, but to die because of someone else's cowardice. That's where I think a lot of people had a problem with the way that would have went down.
Flynn were to die.
Yeah, if he died that way, because Nicholas, man, he bitched out. He really did.
Well, here's my thing. Glenn, I love Glenn, but I really think the show would have been better to have killed Glenn off at that moment.
Damn, man, you just
got thirsty. It would have given us stakes. It would have given us, like, oh, wow. It would have been one of the most effective moments. And I think several people are speculating the reason Glenn's left alive is so that they can recreate the moment when Negan comes on from the 100th issue, where part of Negan's introduction is taking his barbed wire wrapped baseball bat named Lucille and beats Glenn to death with it.
Yeah, I know.
Which I think, okay, then why pull a mini Sophia situation? Yeah, and that's what I'm comparing this to, because it was just bad.
Not the same. Okay, because listen.
Kind of.
No, listen. Even though
they dragged it out.
No, even though it may have taken a number of episodes to find out Glenn was still alive, time-wise, it was only a few hours. A day. Where with Sophia, a long time went by from the time she disappeared to the time they found her in the barn. I mean, this was a couple weeks went by. So, it was like no way a little girl's surviving out there in the woods by herself that long. You knew after the first day there was no way Sophia was still alive unless she was found by another group and they was keeping her alive, in which case they would have probably moved her on someplace else and not been floating around the farm. Glenn crawled out. It might not have even been a day, okay? Because we watched a day go by in Alexandria after the super herd got there. But we don't know when, during that time, Glenn crawled out of that dumpster and then, you know, tried to get back to Alexandria. He could have been under there for hours. So it's a different situation. See, a lot of those episodes was taking place at the same time, even though we was not watching them at the same time. It all was going place simultaneously. So while Rick was trying to get back and you're dealing with the wolves and Sasha and all them going through that thing, all this was happening at the same time. This wasn't over the course of days. So Glenn wasn't going that long.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. You got me there. But it felt similar in that regard, and I think it just failed. They should have just immediately... The show didn't need to do this. They just didn't need to. They didn't need to cock tease us like that. So, whatever. I feel like everything else around this episode was good. I really liked the Rick and Deanna stuff. Of course, anything involving Morgan is great because, man, Morgan's becoming the MVP of this season right now.
So now now the herd is in the town because of the tower. Now the tower broke because of the truck, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, the truck that crashed into the wall.
Of course. And, going back real quick to Morgan, the stuff between him and Carol was great. I'll just say that.
And I wish they would have resolved what's going on with the wolf that's being held in the in the Howl.
I think that might happen on tonight's mid-season finale.
Right, so while they're fighting those zombies, you got to deal with this clown maybe getting out, killing somebody. Of course, that would be on Morgan. And who do you think who do you think is going to get it tonight?
Man, part of me wants to say Glenn, just so it can be like a weird fuck you to be like, hey, we kept going alive. Okay, now we're really gonna kill him. I kind of think that'd be a great Schadenfreude sort of thing. I think that'd be fucking spectacular, but that's not gonna happen because fans. I think Ron.
Ron? Yeah.
I think Ron might not really make it out of this. There's going to be a confrontation.
I think everybody would stand up and cheer Father Gabriel.
I like Father Gabriel. Here's what I think. Something's going to go down between Ron and Carl, and it might lead to like a possibility of Carl shooting Ron to save his own life and then doing it again because he's become a walker.
Do you think what you call him, he lose his eye like in the book?
Carl?
Yeah.
Shit, man, this could be the moment. They could do it. This could be the moment. Yeah, honestly. Okay, here's what could happen. Ron and Carl have a confrontation. It leads to Ron, Carl's eye being damaged and later they have to take it out and whatnot. And Carl, in a moment of fit, of built up rage, emotional rage in that moment, does something that inadvertently causes Ron's death, or Tim get pushed into a pile of walkers, or something like that. That could happen. I'm gonna make this prediction right now. Ron doesn't make it out of this mid-season finale alive.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a confrontation between Rick and Morgan. That's just going to be my guess. What do you think? Who do you think is not making it out?
Oh, now we're talking about from the regular group, right? Not the
just overall.
Well,
just tell me who you think dies in tonight's episode.
Listen, I only know characters from the regular group, okay? So, it's possible Rosita could get it. It's possible Mullet guy could get it. What's his name? Why am I blank on his name? You're not helping me, Jordan.
What?
With the guy, with the mullet.
Eugene.
Eugene?
Yeah, Eugene.
Yeah, right. We know who's safe, so we know which characters are. If Carol goes, I'm done. I'm out.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's gonna kill. Can I implement the same rule if Penguin dies on Gotham, I'm done?
Penguin's not gonna die.
Can you give me some bit of hope?
No,
because
Penguin's not gonna die, so
anyway. No, Eugene. Well, okay. Man, I would really love it if this show would really have some major balls and kill Daryl in this. But that's not going to happen because they would like teenage girls to keep watching this.
I like Daryl.
I still don't
know. Daryl just need to take a fucking shower. Comb his hair.
Everybody I don't else, give a fuck else, about Daryl.
Everybody
Please
else has
kill
made
him.
Themselves look civilized except for Daryl. He still looked like a swamp creature. He does.
I seriously can't give a fuck about Daryl. His interest went away the moment the last moment he had with Merle.
Okay, I can't talk with you no more. Let's get into some civil war.
No. Doctor Who last night.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Did you not see last night's Doctor Who?
Yes, I did.
Alright, that's the last TV show we gotta talk
about. Penultimate episode.
Yes, Heaven Sent in this three-part finale that started last week with the phenomenal Face the Raven and ends next week with Hellbent. And then it's only a few short weeks before we get the upcoming Christmas special.
This is the first time that the season ends and the Christmas special are like close together.
Oh, yeah, are only going to be like 2 to 3 weeks away from each other.
It's like they could have just like moved the season up so that it could.
Yeah, possibly. But you know what? I like it this way because this year's Christmas special involves River Song, and I'm happy about that. So, but let's talk about Heaven Sent and why I think this is not just the best episode of this season, but one of the best overall episodes of Doctor Who ever done.
I disagree.
What?
I disagree.
Good God, we're going to be yelling at each other.
I thought
okay.
That second part of that Zygon story was probably the
best. I thought you were going to disagree. This is one of the best episodes overall. Or did you like the episode?
Episode was okay. These episodes of Doctor Who where they devolve in his fears, they kind of bore me in a way. Like this is not they've been doing this over and over where he has to face what his fears are. It's like he, you know, one of the core things about Doctor Who is he's a coward. He ran. He's been running his whole life. Okay. Sometimes he has courage. Sometimes he don't. A lot of times he don't. Okay. Doesn't always have the courage to do what's necessary. Even though he'll go off on people and he'll fuck shit up, there's a smidgen of cowardness in him. And this season they've been trying to go over that over and over and over, and it's, I think they're just hitting the nail too many times on that particular thing, you know, him being afraid of something.
Well, I feel like with this episode, they did a great job with that. Now, here's the thing. We're still writing the heavy emotions.
Try to mute your mic if you got to clear your throat.
It just suddenly came up. I'm fine now. We're still writing the high emotions that we felt at the end of Face the Raven. And that's some highly emotional shit, man.
Is it? Because I've heard people say that they thought that the end of last season was more emotional when you thought that Claire was an old woman.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like the doctor hadn't like he was like too late getting to her, and she had aged like a good 40-50 years.
Yeah, no, that was great. But here, this is like one of those light production episodes where it's just like really centered on one location, and it's this episode really just focuses on, it's really like a one man show of Peter Capaldi, and that's phenomenal. Because here's the thing, Moffat wrote for this episode a tightly wound script. I hit a lot of great emotional beats and character insights on the Doctor. And they were perfectly played by Capaldi, who I feel like did an absolutely amazing job. He was spectacular. This is maybe even Capaldi's best performance. And as much as I love that moment, his performance in the Zygon invasion and inversion, this topped it. This topped that and Listen from last season as his absolute standout episode as the Doctor. This, to me, is absolutely, again, not only one of his best stories, but one of the best stories Doctor Who has ever done. It's spectacular, and it's brilliantly written.
I can't agree.
And I love the direction on this.
I can't agree with that. It was just, you know, him doing all this talking and running. And
that was compelling.
That he's afraid of stuff. Okay. And then I kind of figured who was behind all this. I mean, they haven't given us the full person behind it, but you had a feeling that he was going to end up where he did. And apparently he's home now, and how long that's going to last is
anyone's
guess.
Yeah, because at the end of the episode, it's revealed he is now on Gallifrey. He's made his way to Gallifrey.
But is he in Gallifrey in this universe or another universe?
That's a good question.
And then Gallifrey looks pretty good for a place that was torn up by war.
And that's been frozen in time.
Well, frozen in time is, it's not that they're stuck frozen in time. It's just frozen in time as far as this universe. Like, wherever universe they're in, they're still going forward in time.
Yeah. Well, you know what I meant with the Day of the Doctor and such.
Right.
But I still really feel like this is the absolute best show they've done this season.
Well, we'll just agree to disagree on that one.
All right. I seriously really adore this. It's fantastic.
Well, let's get into that big talk.
Civil War. Unexpectedly, like, we thought we'd have to really wait until the release of Star Wars Episode 7 to get this, but Jimmy Kimmel was like, fuck that, and dropped the trailer.
Well, they probably show another trailer doing
Star Wars. Well, yeah, maybe, who knows, doubt it, but
no,
anyway,
show another trailer.
Jimmy Kimmel was like, fuck that, and dropped the trailer live on his show earlier this week.
Alright, so let me discuss what had happened. Doing the trailer, you know.
Are we doing a full breakdown?
Yes.
Oh.
So,
we're just going to talk about
I'm talking. Thank you. Yeah, see, I got to start over. Okay, are you done? You finished?
Yes. Okay. That's what my silence was implying.
Okay. All right, so it starts off with Cap and Falcon finding Bucky, and Cap asking Bucky, do you remember him? And he's like, yeah, I know your mom. And they're like, well, you know, you did some things. They're coming after you. And he's like, I don't do that no more. And he's like, well, they don't care. They're going to take you out. And then Bucky runs off. You get the Marvel Studios credit. And then here come Thunderbolt Ross telling Cap, well, some people think you're a hero. Some people think you're a vigilante. But you people need to take some responsibility as to what you're doing as heroes. And you see him slide over the Registration Act. And Bucky's on the run. Cap wants to help his friend. Black Widow is searching for him. Black Widow tells Cap, do not get involved. He's like, look, that's my friend. It looks like Cap getting involved is going to bring some heat. And Iron Man is going to try to stop him. Okay, Cap and Bucky is together. Cap is fully on board of helping Bucky. Falcon is helping Cap because he's Falcon. Falcon don't do anything without Cap. And he explains to him, look, you know, when people shoot at you, they shoot at me. The Widow is against him because she's working for the government. Tony Stark and War Machine is also against him. You see the Black Panther for the first time. What do you think about that, man? How'd you like the costume?
Oh, that looked so good. That, you know, everyone has their own specific, you know, sort of money shot, as it were, for the trailer. That's my money shot.
King of Wakanda, T'Challa. People. T'Challa.
T'Challa!
Now, I don't know if he's going to be a king in this, a prince. He's going to be an exchange student because, you know, he came to America to become a student.
That is true.
And then, of course, when they do the Black Panther movie, we got to see his father, T'Chaka, get murdered.
They still haven't casted him, right?
Huh? No, I don't think they casted him yet.
All right, I'll go check that. You keep talking.
So, the heroes come charging. They get into a fight. Black Panther kicks the shit out of Bucky.
Oh, roundhouse kicked the fuck out of him.
There's a lot of chasing, foot chasing. Cap's pretty fucking strong. Bucky's beating up on Iron Man. Cap is getting his ass whipped. Looks like War Machine could be dead. They better not kill off. You know, it's not enough black superheroes as it. Don't be killing off.
Maybe the
just
MCU
because one black hero comes in new, don't mean you got killed off.
Yeah, the MCU's operating on the Walking Dead rule. It's like, hey, yo, we got Idris.
But it does
and
look like War Machine gets fucked up, no matter what. So
it's like, hey, we got Heimdall and Black Panther now. Rhodey, you know, and Falcon. Rhodey, I guess you fucked.
Cap tells.
I mean, look, we can't get rid of Falcon right now. He just came in.
Cap tells Iron Man that Bucky's his friend. Cap's like, so was I. Oh, I did forget the part where, because Cap and Iron Man is, you know, on different sides. Iron Man, he thinks Captain America's smug when punching him in his teeth.
Yeah.
That's fighting words, if you ask me.
No, sometimes I want to punch your pretty teeth in. Yeah, them's are fighting words. Well, okay, whatever.
So, yeah, so Iron Man seems to be hurt that Cap would choose Bucky over him. And then you get the full beatdown of Cap and Bucky beating down Iron Man like it's a fucking gang initiation.
One of my favorite memes of that is like Iron Man's getting beat down by two elderly men.
I mean, they just throwing the shield back and forth on this guy's head. I mean,
and there's even that sucker punch that Steve gives like to the back of Tony's head. It's like, boom.
Now, did you see the other Civil War trailer?
What other Civil War trailer?
The one with Spider-Man.
There is no Civil War trailer with Spider-Man.
Yes, there is.
Could you show me this?
Sure, I can.
Yeah, please show me this. Because that's been one major complaint. It people were loving the Civil War trailer. Like, yo, now, Civil War. But where's that Spider-Man? I'm like,
now, if I show it to you, will you admit that I'm awesome?
Maybe.
Okay, because, you know, you should pay attention.
Okay, show me. Show me this video you have, and I will give my live reaction on the air.
Here we go. Captain America Civil War trailer with Spider-Man. I'll put it in the chat room, too.
Are you sending it to me via Facebook or Skype?
Skype for you and...
All right.
Chat with everybody else.
They have not casted T'Challa's dad yet.
I know, because they're not... Right, they haven't even started film. I mean,
they're still looking for a director.
They're still filming Doctor
Luke
Strange,
Cage.
For one.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they're still filming Luke Cage right now. By the way, excited!
Now, are you watching the trailer?
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
Because you're going to notice something when you watch it.
All right, let's do it. All right, I'm watching it right now. It started. Just started now.
So, while he's watching it, people, we appreciate you listening to us. We wish you would call in because I'm spending all this money on a phone number. And we want the love from you people. I mean,
phone number 215-253-4516.
Yeah, listen. The purpose of the show is not for me and Jordan to talk news, but it's to talk to you people about what comic books you've been reading.
I posted the number in the chat room, and I got a couple books I'd like to talk about after.
Oh God, no! Just watch the video, man.
I'm watching the video.
Did you see Spider-Man yet?
Oh wow, this is Wow, this is so high quality. It's great.
I don't know if I gave you a quality link or not.
It's part of the bit, man. Just go with it. Oh! How much longer can I go with this?
Did you see Spider-Man? That's all you...
Yes, I've seen Spider-Man.
Wait a minute. Oh, no. This is the wrong trailer.
Okay, yeah. Guys, it's a fan trailer.
This is the wrong trailer.
That was a fan trailer.
I should have checked it. That's my bad. But I will get it to you in a second now. Hold on.
Anyway, let's talk overall reactions. Holy shit, Black Panther's finally happening in a movie. God damn. That.
Well, we got Black Panther. We got the Claw. We know who's playing the Claw.
Yeah, we got Andy Serkis. I love the reveal, like that pan up when Black Panther's like standing up and whatnot. That to me is just like, ah, so good.
I'm trying to figure out why would he get involved as a
What's
monarch,
his reasoning?
as a monarch to another country? He's not beholden to
Yeah,
he
he's
has
got to
diplomatic immunity.
yeah, he's got Wakanda to worry about. Why is he even bothering? He's like, what the hell's going on here? Again, he's got a whole nation to worry about. And also, he's like the richest superhero of all superheroes.
Yeah, he's the richest person in the world in the
That,
Marvel Universe.
what did he what did does he have a bet going on? He's like, yo, I bet you this side wins. No, I bet. Oh, you don't bet that, Bruce Wayne? All right, how about we put a couple billion on it, or something like that.
Okay, I found the trailer. I'm gonna give it to you, and hopefully.
And you know what's also interesting? No Baron Zemo in this trailer.
Yeah, no, Zemo. But you know what? Here's it. Originally this wasn't supposed to be Civil War. It was supposed to have been the Serpent Society.
Serpents, yeah, which by the way would have worked.
Now, here's the funny thing. They sorely underused what was the last guy? Why am I blanking on his name?
Who are you thinking about?
It's a Captain American villain.
Red Skull?
No, the other one.
Crossbones.
No, the other Hydra boss.
Oh, Baron Von Strucker.
Yeah, Von Strucker.
Yeah, no, that's one of my complaints of Age of Ultron is like, look, Baron Von Strucker is one of those great villains in the Marvel Universe. He don't mean shit in that movie. They're giving
Okay.
more screen time to Von Strucker's kid on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I
The
mean, he
shit.
went out like a punk too, so.
Well, yeah, he went like a bitch.
All right, so now watch the trailer.
No, I'm watching it. Let's just keep talking.
Okay.
I'm liking how this looks. Like, again, the Russos, they've gained the trust after Winter Soldier, which is still the best Marvel movie to me.
I don't know if it's the best, but it is top two.
No, it is the best for me. It hands down is the best for me. Oh, Spider-Man! I see Spider-Man.
All right, so what do you know about that trailer?
That scenes from The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 have been edited into this?
Yeah, it's a fake trailer.
Oh, you got me. Oh no. Okay, we can can I stop the bit now?
Yeah.
All right, good. Fuck. All right, but what was your favorite shot? Like, what was the like I already said my money shot, more or less was seeing Black Panther. What was yours?
I don't know if I had a money shot. The overall thing looked impressive. It looks like it's gonna be action packed. It's gonna be another political thriller, like Winter Soldier was.
Which I'm good with.
I'm glad that they're resolving the Bucky situation, because you're afraid that they wouldn't resolve his storyline, trying to, get us to the next Avenger movie. Like he was gonna be like they did with Von Strucker. Wow, he was supposed to be a major part
Yeah, and he was
in the
just there to
movies,
be like cannon fodder.
and then he just got pushed back to like a scene, and then he's dead.
Again, he was pretty much cannon fodder for Age of Ultron, and really, that's not how you should use Baron Von Strucker. You should use Von Strucker as like a big time legitimate Hydra, militant threat.
And that's the thing. They're supposed to be rebuilding Hydra. You would think that he would be the one to do it, not Grant Ward.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. That Oh, man. Yeah, that's again one of the more disappointing parts of Age of Ultron was the absolute lack of Von Strucker. Because you think, because again, from the way they pointed out, like, I think combined with the end credit scene at Captain America, the Winter Soldier, Von Strucker's been on what was on screen for like 25 minutes total or something like that.
I don't know if he was on screen that long. Even
Yeah, well, again, I'm just making a best guess
you
because
saying
yeah,
you saying what he how much time he actually did show up in the movie plus the
well, I'm just,
stinger?
I'm not looking for an exact estimate. I was just, throwing out a
Right,
number and
right.
whatnot.
No, I understand what you're saying. So you take his scene in the stinger from
From Winter Soldier,
Winter Soldier.
combine it with the amount of time he was on
I don't know,
screen
12, 15
in the
minutes?
opening of Age of Ultron.
12, 15 minutes?
Somewhere, yeah, that actually seems more about right. 'Cause, and that's, and with a character like Von Strucker, that's a bit of a disservice to him.
So, the question is, how much Zemo are we going to get? Like, is he going to.
That's a good question. And here's the thing. I knew more. I knew Daniel who Daniel Brühl is going into him
Well,
being
yeah,
Zemo.
he's done a lot.
Yeah, as opposed to the actor who played Von Strucker. And I love Daniel Brühl as an actor. People, if you still haven't seen the Ron Howard movie Rush, I recommend that as a great movie, but also for Daniel Brühl's performance because he even managed to outshine his co-star, who happens to be Chris Hemsworth.
No, he did not.
I
No, no,
don't.
no.
Okay, they're both on equal footing, but if I had to choose one
Yeah.
performance that I absolutely loved, I would say Brühl.
No, Thor took out Zemo in that movie.
But also, it's also important because Zemo is like, honestly, the number two Captain America villain behind the Red Skull.
True, very true.
Yeah, because yeah, cause we just mentioned the top three Captain America villains. One, it's Red Skull. Two, it's Zemo. Three, you got Von Strucker.
I'm trying to bring up Daniel Brühl.
Yeah, because see, that's the thing. He's gonna be the villain of this movie. I would love if Von Sh I w no, God damn it, we've been talking so much about Baron Von Strucker. I would love if Baron Zemo would have a great role in this movie.
So,
I would
sorry, go ahead.
personally love that because I think because he's one of my favorite villains.
So, if you don't know who Daniel Brühl is, he was in Rush. He was in The Fifth Estate. He was in Inglourious Basterds. He was in Bourne. He's in one of the
Ultimatum.
Bourne movies.
He was also in Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie, A Most Wanted Man.
Yeah, he was in Bourne Ultimatum.
He recently he recently co-starred with Bradley Cooper, Rocket Raccoon, in Burnt,
Yep, Bert.
which I heard was just boring.
Yeah, Bert wasn't as good as Chef, but But yeah, he's proven to be a good European actor and everything, and he seemed like he's the he's kind of right for the role of Baron Zemo. It just depends on which Zemo they're doing, though. Are they doing the father Zemo or the son Zemo? You know? So they're two different characters. And the son Zemo is the man in the comic books, even though they haven't used him a lot lately. You know what I mean? Did I lose you? I might have lost Jordan, people.
Hello, hello. Yeah, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Always your Skype messing up.
And no. I accidentally hit the mute button on my mic.
Did you
That's
hear
an
what I said,
accident.
though?
What?
About how the Zemo's father and the Zemo
Yeah,
son are
no,
two.
I heard you. I heard you.
Okay, just checking.
Well, we also already know we're not getting the Zemo mask in this movie.
We're not? Then what's the point?
I don't know.
What's the point then?
Well, I did look up some stuff about Black Panther in regards to this movie. It's like Feige said like he's basically being used as a third party who someone who needed they needed someone who had fresh eyes who wasn't embedded with the Avengers and had a very different viewpoint from than either Tony or Steve. And so that's where Black Panther seems to come in.
Now, it does seem like maybe Thunderbolt Ross may be more of a villain type.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. We got William Hurt back from The Incredible Hulk.
Even though he's not a bad guy, it's just that when it comes to heroes, he doesn't see straight.
Yeah. And here's what I hope, that he's less boring than he was in The Incredible Hulk. Because let's face it, that's one of the William Hurt's one of the weakest points of that movie.
Well, you want them to bring back Sam Elliott?
Oh my god. Yeah. Sam Elliott had some life and presence in playing Thunderbolt Ross. He had bravado, he had a gravitas about him. William Hurt was watching paint dry. That was one of those boring performances I'd ever seen in my life. It's like, oh, I'm doing a comic book movie. What the fuck ever. He just seemed to sleepwalk through most of that movie. And yeah, it really bored me. So I'm like, hey, now that Thunderbolt Ross is back, maybe he's a lot less boring.
Now, people, if you're a fan of the Civil War comic book, don't expect that in this movie.
Nah, this is not going to be a direct adaptation, which, by the way, is a good thing, because I still hold that Civil War sucks a bunch of ass.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
That book sucks.
If it sucked, you wouldn't be getting this as a movie.
Okay, Civil War is a popular book. McDonald's is a popular restaurant.
Okay, and?
Doesn't mean it's good, just because it's popular.
McDonald's wouldn't be popular if people didn't like the taste of their food.
Okay, let's be honest. McDonald's is only really good for chicken McNuggets and breakfast, and the chicken sandwich.
That's not true either. Listen, I'm not gonna
Big argue. Mac's Listen, overrated.
I'm not gonna argue whether or not McDonald's is tasty or not, but a lot of people find it tasty enough that they buy it. They buy more than just the pigeon nuggets and the breakfast. They do buy the burgers. Okay, they do buy the McCafe. And
I will fight you over chicken McNuggets, sir.
People think their French fries is the best.
Oh no, McDonald's French fries are the best. They're like, man, they are so good. So good.
And, you know, I fuck up a McDonald's milkshake once in a while, so.
Not. Okay, look, I like McDonald's. Okay, there's more that I like to McDonald's than the chicken McNuggets and breakfast. But I'm just saying, look, just because Civil War is one of the more popular, more well-known immediate storylines within Marvel, there is still a very polarizing reaction to Civil War. It's not overly positive.
You're the only one that's polarized by it. Because listen, you know how many people, when these Marvel films started getting made, right, and they were tying into each other, people were saying, man, I hope they do Civil War. And I was thinking, they're never going to pull this off. They don't have enough heroes. And yet, they made me a liar, because apparently they're going to do Civil War, even though it's just more Civil War in name.
Well, they're using what they got.
But it's a 5-on-5 situation?
Well, then, shit, why aren't they playing basketball then?
I mean, you're not even getting Thor and the Hulk in this.
No. Okay, there's a good reason the Hulk isn't here, much like the Hulk wasn't in the Civil War story. Because whoever has the Hulk on their side immediately wins. It's no longer a fair fight.
That's not why the Hulk wasn't in Civil War.
Bullshit!
No.
Well, that's why World War Hulk happened. It's like, we gotta keep Hulk out of this. How the hell are we gonna do that?
Listen,
oh shit, let's send him off planet.
Listen, they didn't do Planet Hulk so he wouldn't be a part of Civil War. They did Planet Hulk because they did Planet Hulk. It's like, really, the only hero that did not participate in Civil War and he could have got involved was Doctor Strange. Everybody else that was powerful enough to swing that fight one way or another was off the board. Thor hadn't come back to life yet, okay, even though they brought in the clone Thor, Okay, the Hulk was off planet. Silver Surfer was off planet.
Yeah, where were you during Civil War?
It was off planet.
Doing what?
Well, he was back to working for Galactus.
No, okay, I know that. I was just trying to see what you, Silver Surfer. Okay, never mind. The bit's dead, anyway. Okay, but yeah, again, there's a reason Hulk isn't involved, because again, he's a decider. Like, again, whoever has the Hulk on their team, they're immediately going to win, and that's going to be no fun. You got to have an even fight. And Thor, well, I imagine Ragnarok's going on right about the same time as this.
Yeah, we know
possibly. And also, Ant-Man is in every single frame of this trailer. You just can't see him. Wink.
Oh, yeah, funny.
Someone's going to bring it up anyway. Also, no Vision in this trailer, surprisingly.
I thought I did see him.
No, I didn't see him anywhere.
Are you sure?
Well, shit, I'll scrub through the trailer real quick, but, you know what's another shot I really liked? Seeing, Scarlet Witch, lift off the ground, like, using her own powers to fly.
Yeah, that's not what the Scarlet Witch can do.
But look, I'm happy there's going to be... I'm actually just happy Scarlet Witch is going to be in this. Because, man, that... Now, we talked about Von Strucker, which is one of the more disappointing aspects of Age of Ultron. Scarlet Witch was one of the absolute better aspects of Age of Ultron.
Quicksilver would have been interesting enough, but he's 6 feet under. And, we'll get more as the weeks and months come.
Yeah, no, we will.
Anybody's upset that they didn't show Spider-Man? Come on now.
Guys.
Spider-Man is not that big of a part of this movie, okay? He's not gonna be a major character. He's just...
And guys, this is the first trailer. They can't give you everything.
He's going to be a cameo at best.
And also, given how he was done in Civil War, I'm actually kind of glad we might not get that much of him.
Well, he was the
he was more or less the Black Panther role.
Yo, people don't even know what the Black Panther role is in this, okay? Yeah, he may be on one side and switch to another.
Yeah. Okay, but you know what? I want to wrap this up by saying, you know what's one shot I really hope we get?
I'm listening.
All right. It involves Ant-Man and Hawkeye. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye shooting an arrow of Ant-Man on it. Like, and him regrowing and punching someone. Oh my god, I want that!
Who's that Hawkeye on?
Oh, Hawkeye and Ant-Man are on Cap's side.
Okay, then it could happen.
Yeah. Oh my god. Do you not want that scene to happen?
Maybe.
Come on, that'd be awesome. That'd be badass.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what they do as far as another trailer for Star Wars, which of course now we're getting a lot of commercials for Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
do you think they're going to maybe start over-revealing?
No. Abrams is really good about that shit. Abrams is keeping that ship like locked up tight. Again, they're not even going to try to go after awards, you know, with screenings and such to make sure shit doesn't get out. Mm-hmm. They are dedicated to making sure there is absolutely nothing that's revealed before the movie. Again, we don't even know really the basic plot and shit.
I'm just surprised that, you know, at the end of episode 6,
yeah,
I heard Jar Jar Binks say, "We's are free." Oh, and now it turns out there's still an empire, and it's still fighting between empire and rebellion. And it looks like the empire is whipping ass even more than ever. So, just shows you how corrupt people are.
Yeah, I mean, I still got to get my ticket for Force Awakens.
And we will be doing the special on the 19th, people. Saturday the 19th.
So I got to see it before then.
It would help.
I will do my absolute best. And what time will that be?
To be determined.
Okay, I'll talk to you off air about that. But there was another trailer that dropped this week. Finally, another full-fledged like story-like trailer for the upcoming DC Legends of Tomorrow. Did you see this one, Surfer?
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
Well, it was cool. I mean, it's just a TV trailer. Looks like they're traveling through time to take on Vandal Savage before a certain thing happens. I think that's what I got from the trailer. Just some cool visuals, but I'm more ready to actually watch it than to see a trailer.
No, I am too. And of course, we're going to get our big setup later this week with the two-night, two-part Flash and Arrow crossover.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be a true crossover compared to last season, which was just two episodes. It wasn't a real crossover.
I still liked it. It was good.
No. I'm not questioning whether it was good or bad. I'm saying the episodes didn't, like, when you have a crossover, it's like if you don't, you could have watched, if you was watching Flash, you didn't have to watch Arrow the next night or vice versa. You didn't have to know what was going on in the other episode. You just know that each character showed up in the other person's show, and that was it.
Yeah, I get that, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. This is gonna be fun. Once again, Legend. Oh, sorry, I had to stretch myself out. DC's Legends of Tomorrow debuts on Thursday, January 21st. So you can set your DVRs.
Have to wait more than a month.
Yeah, but hey, won't it be worth it? It's going to be good, man.
I guess.
All right. Now we got all that. Like, we ain't got too much of news, so we won't keep you here much longer. But you know what? Hold on. You reading any good comics lately?
I got a few. I know you didn't. Feel like you're against reading the Dark Knight 3, right?
I give no fucking shits about this book at all.
You got high ratings on most websites.
And hey, I don't care. I don't want to read current day Frank Miller writing Batman, because All-Star Batman and Robin is complete utter garbage. The Dark Knight Strikes Again is still one of the absolute worst things written. And do I even need to bring up all this?
Frank Miller writing it, though.
That was Frank Miller.
No, I mean this one.
Okay, Frank Miller's co-writing with Brian Azzarello. And as much as I adore Brian Azzarello and love his writing, I'm sorry.
So
not even him or the
smoothing out what would make Frank Miller go wrong.
I just really can't read current day Frank Miller anymore. But did you read this? Did you read Dark Knight Free to Master Race number 1?
I got it. I didn't have a chance to sit through it yet.
All right. Well, again, me personally, I have really, I have no real interest at all in reading it or finding out what happens or how it looks. I really just don't have one speck of curiosity in my bone when it comes to this. So
what did you read?
I read the first issue of Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott's Black Magic, number 1 from Image. And this is an interesting book. It's one of the it's one of the first comics in a while I've read that's done in black and white.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. Let me bring up a real quick synopsis so I don't sound like a blithering jackass, but
too late for that.
Yeah, too late. Yeah, for you as well. Okay, from what I gathered from reading the first issue, this deals with Morgan Rowe. No. Rowe Black. That is a witch. She comes from a long line of witches. It opens with her in a sort of Wiccan like ritual that I remembered because, you know, I'm dating a Wiccan myself.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan Black is the character. All right, but she's a detective and goes and deals with this sort of hostage situation where she's being asked for by name by the gunman. And it appears like, oh, what's going on? How could this be happening right now? And then realizes this might be a witch hunter of sorts that's going after her specifically. Because, again, she's a witch. And so, it's a very interesting issue. It's got some nicely done character stuff. It's written by Greg Rucka, as mentioned. So, there's a lot of Greg Rucka stuff that you might imagine is in there. Strong female protagonist. Police work, intriguing mystery and such. There's too much I don't want to say right now, but I will say the art by Nicola Scott is lovingly detailed. It's nicely done. Again, it's done in black and white with some tiny splashes of colors, like, you know, the corneas and eyes and such, and maybe some flames and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
By I'm blanking on the colorist right now, but it's very good. It's a very good book, and if you're a Greg Rucka fan like I am, you're definitely gonna get something great. So I'd really recommend it.
We didn't get to no news yet, really. So,
well, I just wanted to bring up, you know, if we read any comics before the news, and so we can go to the news now.
Let's make this quick so we can end this.
Yeah, and as Surfer mentioned, there will be a sneak peek of Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, tomorrow, during the fall finale of Gotham. So, whoopee! And apparently there's a video where the cast members of Gotham revealed which of the two superheroes they would pick.
Which was a waste, because they all work on a Batman show. So most of them are going to say, yeah, I think Batman would win. If you really think Batman would win in a fight, you're not really paying attention, okay? Just because he won in Dark Knight Returns,
yeah,
doesn't mean that every time they fight that Batman is going to be Superman. Come on now, let's be realistic.
Yeah, I mean, that's also one thing. As much as I love, you know, Dark Knight Returns, that comic started that whole cluster, fuck, of like all that stuff. It's like, oh, Batman vs Superman. It's like, okay. Our last trailer talk was about Legends of Tomorrow, and so there's a new rumor going out there that John Constantine, should Legends of Tomorrow be renewed, maybe might join on the second season, which would work since Legends of Tomorrow is going to be an anthology show. Bleeding Cool reported that they were contacted by a reliable source, quote unquote, who informed them that the plans to have Matt Ryan return as John Constantine in season 2 of the 2017 season of television of Legends of Tomorrow.
I think it would have been cool if they could have got that on another network. But at this point, the longer it goes, like, even if they renew John Constantine on
another... Well, it's way past that time.
No, I'm saying, you can always bring the show back on another network. But most of the people that was in that original season, they probably got other jobs by now and wouldn't be able to do that show.
Well, I would hope not Chaz, because I would like Chaz to come back.
I don't think he's sitting around waiting for that. He, you know, he's got to work.
No, I know. I understand. You know, hey, people gotta eat. But speaking of DC television, there's a rumored crossover between Supergirl and the Flash in the works.
I think that would work. I think it would be cool if they could do that and expand the DC television universe even more.
Yeah. You know? Again, CBS has been more preoccupied with making Supergirl its own sort of show before worrying about crossovers and such.
Yeah, ratings is dictating something else.
Yeah, but again, a new rumor suggesting they might move forward. Bleeding Cool reported, again, from another reliable source, that Supergirl and the Flash crossover plans are in the works. And that initially, Supergirl was ordered for 13 episodes with an option of 9 more to complete a 22-episode season. So, who knows where that story's going to go? Speaking of CW shows, based on DC Comics, iZombie got an episode order extension for the season.
You would think if they came back with season 2, that they would have already had a full season lined up
for iZombie. Yeah, I mean, okay, well, iZombie came back with 13 episodes. Its order got bumped up with 6 more episodes. So now it'll be a 19-episode second season for the Rob Thomas Rand show. And I'm pretty excited with that. I'm pretty happy with that. I mean, I'm enjoying iZombie's second season a lot right now.
Yeah, but yeah, they need to... Detective Babino needs to find out about Liz. Stop being in the dark. I don't like that.
He already think... Oh, just like, oh, you're a psychic and a zombie. Oh, wait.
No, well, he will realize she's not a psychic that, you know, eating the brains.
I know.
Giving her the insight. Peggy Carter trailer came out this week.
Yeah, that looks very nice.
Coming on in January. You looking forward to that?
In other Marvel TV news, Claire Temple's mom has been casted for Luke Cage. Sonia Braga has been casted as Soledad Temple, the mother to Rosario Dawson's Claire Temple, who will make an appearance in the upcoming Luke Cage Netflix series. Braga, of course, you remember, was nominated for in 95 for Emmy and Golden Globe for a performance in The Burning Season and has had other roles in Moon Over Peridor, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and guest appearances on Alias, Sex and the City, and Brothers and Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Love describes the character as like a character as strong as Claire needs an equally powerful mother. And with Sonya, we found the perfect actress to deliver the stellar performance we needed. In Marvel's Luke Cage, fans will now get a chance to see where Claire got the fire we loved her for. So thanks to her, we're going to learn a little bit more about her favorite little night nurse.
So is Claire Temple going to be more of a major character in Luke Cage as opposed to...
I'd say recurring. Because she's still a regular over at Daredevil.
But I'm just saying, like, why would the mother be interesting enough to find out about?
Who knows? I mean... Maybe it's tied into Luke Cage's past? Maybe there's a... more of a connection between the two than we know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more than we. I mean, maybe the season finale of Jessica Jones just wasn't the first time they met. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I know that may sound like a stretch right now, but it's what I'm working with right now. Don't you judge me, anyway. Alright, 2 more items to talk about. There's going to be a Grimm Fairy Tales coloring book for adults, and the first printing's already sold out. Comic and graphic novel publisher Xenoscope Entertainment is going to reprint Grimm Fairy Tales adult coloring book to meet the demands of its initial orders. You like them coloring books, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Always fun.
You got a bunch of you got crayons all around the house?
No, when you're an adult, you use pencil. Color pencil.
Color pencil, right. But you keep crayons in case?
No.
So you're all about the colored pencils?
Yes, and markers.
What color do you use most?
What color I use most?
Yeah.
I don't use a color most.
Okay.
I color the color that's needed at the time. Right, when the last time you used a coloring book?
I really don't remember.
Okay.
But we have one more news story. And this comes as great news to someone like me and any other people. The Fantastic Four sequel from 20th Century Fox has been pulled from its schedule. Despite Simon Kinberg, a writer-producer on the recent one, wanting to do more movies with the cast, the sequel slated for June 2nd, 2017 has been pulled from the recent schedule.
What Fox will do, they'll wait until the last possible year before they'll lose the rights, before they'll do another Fantastic Four so they can keep the rights.
Or how about they just cut their losses?
No, never.
Oh, that's right, because Fox is a petty child. He doesn't want to admit it when it's wrong.
That's why we got a Hitman movie, so they can keep the rights. Like, nobody was like, can't wait for another Hitman movie.
Look, in terms of baseball, Fox has been up to the plate 3 times now, and it struck out all 3 times. Cut your losses.
No,
give the
true.
Rights back.
That's not true. Rise of the Silver Surfer was awesome.
You are so delusional right now.
Man, you are, son of a bitch.
How am I delusional?
Look, man, just...
Because I'm drinking turkey scotch?
Shut it. Shush it. Shut it up, okay? You're skating on thin ice.
No. Okay, look, no. Fox, you failed. Alright? You failed 3 times in a row. And you know what? Lately, your latest failure was your biggest one. It is the worst movie I've seen this entire year. Cut your losses and just give up. This is the one.
It's not the worst movie of the year, but you
haven't seen. For me, it is.
You haven't seen a lot, so.
Bitch.
There are worse movies than Fantastic Four.
The fuck I have seen the first. Anyway, but look, hey, again, I could take good or bad, but this Fantastic Four movie was a boring slog of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. I've already gone on my rant as to explain why this movie sucks so hard, so I'm not going to do it again.
Anyway.
Just, again, this is good news, which means, like, oh, good, now the actors can go on and do better things. Michael B. Jordan's already apparently doing that with Creed. I haven't seen Creed yet, although I really want to.
Creed is awesome.
Is it, one, what, is it like, in your top 5 of favorite movies? I've been hearing that from a lot of people.
It's a great movie, yes. You know,
top 5 of this year.
I haven't compiled that list yet. But listen, you know, the fans of the band Creed, they're upset at the title of this movie.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. Which, Creed fans, please allow me to introduce you to much better music.
Let me take you high. Oh, shit.
You couldn't even finish that, could you?
No, it wasn't that. Just, I know I sounded terrible trying to sing it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about all the fine programming here on Rant EM
Radio. Oh, please do.
We're going to begin on Tuesday night with the rant at 8 p.m. Followed by Freaks and Effing Geeks at 11. And today's Lee champion's birthday. Happy birthday, Lee. I'll probably tell you about his birthday.
Happy birthday!
Wednesday, we'll get another episode of Talk Brunch at 8 p.m. Thursday, we'll be Rant and Wrestling at 9. Friday night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m. See, I repeated that. Wrestling Calling Shows next Saturday at 11 p.m. We'll be back on the air next Sunday at 5 p.m. for one of the few remaining episodes of the What Are You Reading comic book show, because as we get close to the holidays, you know, people will be taking off around here at Rant EM Radio. I mean, how many more weeks we got left of live programming? Let me check. Let's see. Okay, 1, 2, 3. So, yeah, so December 20th will be our last episode of the year. Okay? And, of course, December 19th will be the Star Wars Christmas special.
So yeah, sure you're not going to want to miss that.
Make sure you see the movie before you listen to us. Or if you haven't seen the movie, then go see the movie, then come back and listen to the download.
Yep. By the way, Bing Crosby and David Bowie are coming by, right?
Bing Crosby, no.
Okay, but David Bowie, right?
No.
So I'm not going to get my Ziggy Stardust album autographed?
No.
You bastard.
That's it, right? We're done?
Yeah, no, that's it. That is absolutely it. And we want to... And I'll say this. I want to extend a happy holidays to everybody out there listening. I hope your weekend was fun, full of good food, booze, and hopefully if you did any shopping on Black Friday, you didn't get injured at all.
Yeah, man. Or, Black Friday videos popping up.
I stayed my ass home and did shopping.
Fuck
all that.
Faith in humanity, it does.
Sorry, something fell over.
Oh, freaking TV.
Again, I stayed my ass home and bought my girlfriend's present. So, I'm already doing a Secret Santa sort of get up with some friends. I'm like, no, I'm just doing it with Amazon.
That's
whatever.
Nice, Jordan. Secret Santa, girlfriend gift. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well.
What, you want something too?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Get back to me in 5 months.
Promote Jordan Cobb to radio station manager. What is your problem, Stanley?
Yes, I. Wait.
Oh, he's talking about he's calling not... for the Christmas special.
Yes, promote me. Promote me!
Stanley, if you call in popping off about how you don't like the movie, okay, you're going to get it, okay?
Hey, you
no,
can...
No, but
you
no, we'll take your honest opinion. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're all about honesty. Well, yeah, tomorrow is Cyber Monday, which means there's going to be even better deals. And guess what? You ain't got to leave your house. You can just wake up, put on some sweatpants, go right back into bed, click... Oh, little Johnny's robot toys on the way. Boom.
Did you go out for Small Business Saturday?
I was unable to. I was busy.
Okay.
Otherwise.
They also had. So
I'm not sure how many small businesses around where I am would have had.
They were trying to get people to promote comic book shops.
Oh, no. The LCS in Texas, Canada, I go to. Yeah, they had a huge sale.
Yeah, my store didn't do anything.
They had a huge sale, and I had to watch it all on their Facebook page and be like, why can't I be there? Mm-hmm. Why can't I be with all the people?
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Wrap it up, B.
Yeah, I'm done. I got nothing else to say other than, hey, again, happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're safe. And let's try and see if we make it alive to Christmas after Star Wars and all that. Because let's face it, that's getting a little bit more important right now, Star Wars.
We appreciate you listening. We will see you next week. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.